Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Hope it's not going to be too controversial tonight. Does anybody, I wanted to get hold of and I couldn't, get hold of the tzitzis vests. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those vests with, okay, I really wanted to get hold of one. You got one. Okay, you don't know what my next question is going to be. Okay, we're going to be talking about that because the truth is I have got a bit of a problem based on what we're going to be learning tonight. So please bear with us because we need to investigate this. I don't exactly know how they look. That's the thing. I tried to get hold of one. I couldn't. So we'll have to examine this matter closer. Okay, so let us see what the Shulchan Aruch brings us. We're up to the Siman Yud. We're going to be learning tonight Mitzvahs Siv Zayin and Ches and Tes as well in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says the following in Siv Zayin. Malbushim shem psuchim min atzdodim velemato. I need a volunteer. Can you come for a minute? She said, I won't hurt you. I'm not in public anyway. Okay, just stand here for a minute. Okay, what we're going to be talking now is about a tzitzis, a garment that is as follows. It covers the body. But not only that, it covers the body in the front and in the back. It also on the side, it goes over here. We're going to be addressing now the sides. This being the side over here. We're going to be addressing this side as well as the other side. The side. Okay? We're going to be talking about psuchim and sumim. Psuchim means when it's open, meaning that it's not connected over here. As opposed to psuchim meaning that it's open. And sumim when it's joined, or whether it's one piece of material in the first place, or whether it was attached. That's fine for now. Thank you very much. I might see you soon. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Malbushim shem psuchim min atzdodim velemato. Malbushim garments shem psuchim min atzdodim velemato, which are open, psuchim min atzdodim, on the sides, velemato, going down. So it's open on the sides. V'yeishlem arba kantfes, and they have four corners. Letzad mato, facing down. V'lemalo hem sesumim. Now, over here, it goes straight into a shaila. V'lemalo hem sesumim. There is an area there which is opened. So imagine, if it's completely open, like we have our tzitzis that we have, our talescot that we've got. You've got four beautiful corners. There's nothing to talk about. Beautiful arba kantfes. However, if it is connected to one extent or the other, we have to realize, if it's joined or it's merged or it's one piece of material, then it's connected, then you really don't have a full cornered garment. You haven't got it because it's connected. So what you've got over here really could be that it's only considered two corners. Even if it's partially connected and partially disconnected, really what you've got over here, you haven't got the beautiful prime example, the prototype of four corners, because it's connected, so maybe you're going to look at it as a two-cornered garment. So he says, it depends on the majority. V'yishlem arba kanfes letzad mato v'lemalo im sumim, and lemalo, further up, it's connected. Im ruboy sosum, if the majority of that length from, if I can call it, from the sleeve, from the arm area, all the way down, if the majority there is sosum, it's closed up, then it's poto. We can look at it as a garment which hasn't got four corners. It depends on the majority. If the majority is connected, then you haven't got a four-corner garment. Yeah?
No, I'm saying at the end, it's split.
Very good. Yeah. You are raising a very interesting point, which Tachonim discuss. You're saying, Mr. Zekiel points out, that even, let's say, he says, why does it go according to Roif? We're going to see that that's what the Roif says. If it's Roif, let me just finish the Shulchan Aruch and we're going to address your very good question. He says, Im rubei sosum poto, if the majority is closed, it's poto. We look at it as a two-cornered garment, and not four. Vim rubei pasuach, and if the majority of that length is open, chayiv, it's chayiv. It's going to be considered a four-cornered garment, and your chayiv, but tzitzis. Vim chetzio isosum, v'chetzio pasuach, if it's exactly 50-50, if you measure it, and you go exactly 50% open, 50% closed, matilin oisoy lechumra, you're going to attach tzitzis to it, You won't be able to carry that on Shabbos, which is in discussion on its own. We're going to get to that shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. But just the essential point of the Shulchan Aruch is that we look at the roif, the majority of that side length. So your question that Mr. Zekiel is asking, it's a very good question. Why do we look at the roif? Just look at the corners. Have you got four corners? Yes or no? What do you think about this question, Rabbi Yisai?
Very good question.
Yeah, what do you think, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah? The frak, we'll get to the frak mitzvah probably tomorrow. We'll get to that mitzvah tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem. See, it's a very good question. Yeah.
We're assuming that we're talking about where it's sewn up. Maybe you had buttons, or is it?
We'll get to the buttons. That's next eve. We'll get to the buttons shortly. It's next eve. The buttons is next eve. Okay. The answer to your question is lichoira. What appears from the Achronim, and the question is not 100% answered yet, but what appears from the Achronim is that even if you have got, if it's open in the bottom, once the majority is completely closed, you're not going to look at it as a four-cornered garment. Let me give you an example. Imagine a t-shirt that is completely closed on the side, but the very bottom, they're like slightly, there's a slight slit, not much. Would you look at it as four corners, or would you agree that you can't really consider it four corners?
One would expect that slit to be maybe a shear, like a tefach or something.
Yeah, good. According to Reuven, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But to understand the point of Shulchan Aruch, you are seeing that not every corner is necessarily going to be considered a corner. Sometimes you just look at it, this is a two-cornered garment. True, there's a slit, but it doesn't make it into four genuine corners. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch's approach is. And the way we determine as to whether it's considered two corners or four corners, according to Roiv and Miot. Chetzi is going to be a problem. Let us see what Mishneh Berurah says. Ruboi pasua chayiv. Hainu dafka Roiv mikol habege. We look at the entire garment from top to bottom. Veloi kmo she'osin achayotin talis cotton. And not like the tailors make a talis cotton. She'toifrin osin min atzdodim. They make holes on the sides. Or menichem by nekev, they make a hole, what we would call nowadays a sleeve. Shemachnisem by a dime, i.e. the sleeves. V'toifrin lemato me'anekev, and they sew together on the sides, lemato me'anekev, underneath the sleeve. And they, menichem roif pasuach, or modirak mitachas yodayim. He said that if you have to measure, the point of the Mishneh Berurah is, you have to include in the roif and the miut, you have to include the sleeve area as well. You have to count that as well. That's considered, you have to count that as well. Both lechumra and lekula. You have to look at the entire, from the shoulder, all the way down, you have to look at the roif and the miut. That's what Mishneh Berurah is pointing out over here. Right. Vezeu tos gomor, if you don't count the right way, you're making an absolute mistake. Ki ozlo nikro bastalet kanfas, it's not considered a four-cornered garment. The korei vadovo, and it is very close to call it shemavach brochel vatole, you may consider the brochel vatole even. Right, that's what Mishneh Berurah says over here. Now, we're going to get to the buttons shortly, but I want to address at this point, again, I did not examine exactly his vests, his tzitzis vests. Can somebody describe how those vests look exactly? Somebody describe it? Yeah? Why have you got on the sides?
It's sewn up a bit, and then it's got a slit.
Aha. So it's got a slit. It has got a slit. Very good. So we've got a bit. Very good. Very good. So just as an extreme example, something which would not work, imagine you've got a regular vest, and you'd attach on it, or on top of it, you attach four, say, areas of corners, and you attach tzitzis to that, that wouldn't work. Because the point that we're learning now is that the sides need to be, the majority of the sides need to be open. The majority. So as a very extreme example, if you were to have this completely covered up on the side, with no slit, that wouldn't work. So you're saying that the way they are manufactured is with a big part going up.
Yeah.
At least the majority. Is that how they work? Yeah. Okay, now we know where it's coming from. If you need to have, at the very least, the majority of that area,
And right, there's a bit more to that, which we're going to be seeing now in this Eve. Have you ever seen any tzitzis that wouldn't qualify because of this Eve? They're always makpid to have at least the roiv going up.
There's a chesed on the.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. Yeah, yeah. I just don't know them so well. Yeah.
How come you don't know them?
Good question.
Yeah. So
yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know them. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the real. What?
These are meant to be worn on the body, though.
Right. Okay, with regards to wearing on... Very good. With regards to the shayla of wearing it on the body. On the body. That's a good question, which Lachonoch here doesn't address it. It's not so straightforward to find the makor why it should be problematic. It's not so poshut. Why a beged zeya is a problem. It's not so poshut. It could be there's no problem at all. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a makor that a beged zeya is part of a tzitzis, a tosefta. And according to him, a beged zeya, a beged which absorbs sweat, is part of a tzitzis, and therefore you wouldn't be able to fulfill the mitzvah with that. But that's not everybody agrees to that, and that is one source. But many haven't got a problem with it. Let us see Siv Ches. Going back to your buttons. Does anybody know some Arabic words? I don't know. This is kafa, which seem to be some Arabic. Any
kafia?
Kafia? What's a kafia? No, that's not that. It can't be a kafia. No, it's not that because it's a garment that is on top over here on the. It's called a kafa. Maybe I'm not sure. Shipsucha, which is open. So we're talking about a foreign type of garment which is open on four sides.
It's the Yemenite tradition, the long Talabiyah.
Ah, yeah. Describe them, I don't remember them. How do they look? Ah, okay. Okay, good. Oh, very good. Yeah, very good. Yeah, sure. Very good. Okay. So let's see. Shepsucha, it's open on the side. Benin Shesh Abba Kanfas. It's open on the side. It's got four corners. Now, Im Yikvu Bo, if you attach to it, Ashteringa, Mishneh Berurah says, Ashteringa in Tzivkot Nchofches, the Mishneh Berurah says, Hudovra Mechabat Stodi Abeged. It's something which connects the sides of the cloth. Achaz el achaz. It connects the sides. It connects the sides. La soisuk kesuma. That makes it into a connected garment. So it's the equivalent nowadays of hooks, buttons. Even Velcro may fall in that category. There's no mokum to mechalik according to the poskim. May zip maybe as well. There's no mokum really to mechalik. The poskim agree it's all the same. Then, kidele fotrum et tzitzis, you do it in order to part it from tzitzis. Einoi moil tikkun ze, this won't help. Imloi tie kvur mechatzi orkav lemato lekol apochas. Condition number one, you need to ensure you've got half. Again, as the previous Eve, it's all according to the majority of the area. So, it's true that once you put buttons on, or ishteringas, or any hooks, it will be considered connected, it's true. But, point number one, ensure you always need to have half. If it's half sosum, it's potum betzitzis. If it's no half sosum, it's chayv betzitzis. Point number one, but then he carries on. Gam shetie kvu lematum achagoyr, do it in the lower area. Leman ya roiva sosum roiva nire leinaim. These are the crucial words. Besides the fact that you got half, which is true, there's an additional factor here as well. You always need to make sure that it's roiv hanire leinaim. Halachically, if it's closed 51%, or if it's open 51%, it would work. But the Shulchan Aruch is mechadash, that it's not good enough. This kaf, which is something which you wear on top, and it's visible to others, you need to, 51% is not going to be sufficient. Because somebody's going to look at it, and they're going to say, oh, you see him? I thought he's such a great Talmid Chacham. But look at that, it's got a massive opening, it's open, and it's open, but he doesn't put tzitzis on. So this is a factor, of course, of, how would you call it? Marizayin. A simple, straightforward marizayin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Deim loiken ya'osim ishu marizayin. So what the Shulchan Aruch is, v'yiz mechadash, that if you're wearing a garment which is visible, which is external, which is visible to others, you need to ensure not just to have your 51% open or your 51% closed.
if you want to put tzitzit on or not. You need to ensure that it's very visible for the bystander, for the onlooker, what it is. So just don't just do 51% measuring exactly. That's not going to be sufficient. You need to make sure that it's very visible. So if you want it to have no tzitzis, then attach it all the way, more than 51%. It needs to be clear to anybody, oh, this is taka closed. Doesn't look like he needs tzitzis. Or vice versa. If you want to have tzitzis on, don't just have 51% open. Make it very visible that it's a lot more than that. Because of the general rule of Maris Ha'ayin. Right. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Hooks, buttons, the contents of the poskim. What do you think? Is any mocking to Michalik between hooks? He's talking about hooks. But there's no mocking really to Michalik. Well, what do you think, Aboisai, if somebody feels that his tzitzit is not comfortable? And he feels they always get... he feels uncomfortable. He wants to put on a button over here, on the side. One button over here to connect it. One button over here, just to keep it straight. Is that okay or not, Aboisai? One button on either side to connect the tzitzis. What do you think, Aboisai? Yeah?
It should be okay, because it's visible.
Right. What do you think? Why is that?
Because if there's more than 51%, then it's visible.
Visible.
And if it's lower, then you're potter.
Right. Rabbi, so what do you think? Yeah?
Someone's only for an external garment. This is, anyway,
very good. You're quite right. Rabbi Kveiga, you're quite right. Point number one is that you haven't got 51% anyway. Chaznesh's tzitzis apparently, so they said Chaznesh put the button there. I don't exactly know why, it's got to do with Hilchas Shabbos. He put in a button there, he didn't always close it, but there was a button there for some Hilchas Shabbos reason because of Masui. But besides that, so one button is definitely not a problem, you haven't got Roif. I mean, how much percentage would one button be? Nowhere near. It's nothing substantial. So that's okay. But besides that, you're quite right, Rabbi Kveiger says, and that's quoting Sifkot and Lamed, Rabbi Kveiger says, this is all, with regard, Maris Ha'ayin is only something which is to the bystander. However, when it comes to something you're wearing on your body, ha'olich betalis kotten, tomi tachas godov, if it's underneath your garments, and it's not really visible to the others, af k'sho'olich b'shus rabim u'b'hatznea yish lehatit u'lo yishayich b'zeh maris ayim. B'kveigin says a chiddush, and it's definitely a very big chiddush, that for talis kotten maris ayim doesn't apply. Therefore, if you have got exactly 51%, it sort of should be alright. Yeah. Absolutely. Normally we find that Maris Ha'ayin is b'chadri chadorim is also we normally find, right? Normally, sometimes when it comes to the Rabbonon, we find a b'chadri chadorim with a mekel. We learned that in Yehideh and other places, the Shabbos find that as well. It could be, I'm not sure, the question bothers me as well, but it could be that it goes in that category, that we're handling a Rabbonon, therefore b'chadri chadorim with a mekel. Or, Iba Isema, you can say that the Gzeira was never said initially on a talis cotton, according to Rabbi Kveiga. But the question is a very valid question.
It doesn't, because this is Maris Ha'ayin altogether. This was a Chumra of Mechaba that 500 years ago, he was Mechadish this.
Right. Very good. We are not normally able to Mechadish Maris Ha'ayin Gzeira. That's a very good point. It's a very good point as well. So what are you saying? You're saying that there's no Maris Ha'ayin in...
It's not Maris Ha'ayin, it's a sensitivity that the Mechaba had.
Right, you're saying, why is it called Maris Ha'ayin?
You call it Maris Ha'ayin, I'm not calling it Maris Ha'ayin. He didn't call it Maris Ha'ayin either. He said, be careful. That's what he said, be careful.
Yeah, the Im Ken Ya'osim Mishum Maris Ha'ayin, Loshon Shel Chonoch.
He is Maris Ha'ayin?
Yeah, you're saying that it may not be mamash qualified as the Maris Ha'ayin. Okay, it's a very valid point, something to think about. I hear that. It's a very interesting point. Yeah, it's a very interesting point. Very interesting point. Yeah. Okay. Sif Tes. Haknofayim. We mentioned that a few days ago. There's a fascinating bialoch over here. Haknofayim, the corners. Tzorich shumeru bois. They need to be corners, proper corners. Veloisha gulois. And obviously they can't be round. The Mishnebura says, Sifkot lamed alef, shumeru bois. The ain igul nikol knaf. The Pasuk says you need four. Canvas, knaf needs to be a corner. Obviously, if it's round, it's no good. So you need to make sure it's four corners. We're going to see later, Seifim, that if you want to pattern a baggage, if you want to exempt a cloth from tzitzis, if you're in doubt,
If you're not sure about your scarf, maybe your scarf needs tzitzis. We'll talk about it tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Yeah? If you want to get out of any problems, or a kafiyah, kafiyah's got four corners as well, no? No, the kafiyah. No, that's a four corner. So if you want to make sure that it's got... So one thing that we're going to see in the other se'ifim, later se'ifim tomorrow, Mitzvah, we're going to see that if you, the best thing to do is to round the corner, to round it off, to cut it round. Then you're, so of course, round is not a knaf, it's not a corner, and it's fine. We're going to talk about that as well. But interesting over here is the bialocha. Fascinating is in bialocha. We spoke about it the other day, but here there's a mafamash and furush bialocha. How do you define rounded? I think Rabbi Yosef, was it you that mentioned that it has to be visible? Oh yeah, but how do you define, what is the shear of rounded? How do you define round? Or how do you define a corner. How do you define it? So, Emma says what you're saying is actually what... Pardon? Is that what you said? Functioning. The Moshe Sternbuch says in the name of the Chazon Ish that it needs to look like a corner. Whatever this may mean. It needs to look like a corner. But it's interesting. Any other shurim, how would you determine... Because it's very hard to know. If you look at your tzitzis, you'll see it's not perfectly... It's not complete.
Does Mubas mean actually square?
Yeah.
90 degrees.
So, yeah.
So then that's it.
Ah.
If the two sides don't meet at 90 degrees, then it's not a...
Is it, would you call this 90 degrees? Oh, a corner?
Because the...
If it's slightly rounded...
The point doesn't have to be.
I see.
Maybe.
Aha.
So when you cut it...
What do you think about this point about side? Mark the word. What do you think about this point about side? Yeah. What do you think?
90 degrees are necessary. It's got more than four corners. It doesn't have to necessarily be 90 degrees, but...
A point. You think that there must be a point? Yeah, I mean, it does say, Mishnah Berurah does say, Eloshim Rubo is the enigul nika knaf. Yeah. So there's a fascinating bialoch over here. Bialocha comes, it's unbelievable. Bialocha says, in the Bramasch Eloshi Agulois, Tzorich Ian at Kamoniko Beshem Agulois. What, how do you define round or corner? How do you define that? The ain't svaru loyma, and he said it's not mistab, it's unlikely to say, shalidei mashu, with a little bit, a minute amount, she agel kechudo shalaknaf, tipote shuba beged metzitzit. This is unlikely to say it's a minute amount. You can't say just a millimeter, it's not completely round, now it's not a tzitzit anymore. It doesn't make any sense. Then he says that maybe it is, he continues and he says, maybe it's like the mizbeach. So the Mizbeach, the Gemara in Chulin says that the Mizbeach, the Nifka Mizbeach, poches mitefach or kizayis kosher. A Mizbeach in the Mizbeach needs to be cornered as well. There needs to be corners. Corners in the Mizbeach. What happens if the Mizbeach is slightly rounded? It's a problem as well. But what's the shear? So the Gemara says in Chulin, the shear of the Mizbeach is, look at the koinus of the Chofetz Chaim. So that maybe it's like the Mizbeach. Mizbeach is a tefach. If it's rounded by a tefach, meaning that if you've got a tefach on each side rounded, then it's not considered, but the Mizbeach becomes posel. A tefach. Now imagine. So he thinks that maybe the tzitzis too. If you've got a tefach of the tzitzis, which is rounded, maybe it's potel. Yeah, he does say tefillin as well. He said tefillin, he said, but tefillin, yeah, but he prefers to compare it initially. Yeah. It's very interesting, yeah. But then he says, what do you think about comparing to Mizbeach? Very good. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Taka says, he has got all the thing about Mizbeach, and then at the end he says, you know what? Maybe not. He says, Mamash, your point. He says, Efshad, Mamash, the last line. Ach Efshad yesh lechalek be Mizbeach. Could be you can distinguish between a Mizbeach, Shugotel bekamusoy lenyonenu. Maybe the Mizbeach, which is really big, Mizbeach was very, very big, to compare the Mizbeach to a talus cotton, maybe not such a great comparison. And therefore he said that maybe you can't compare, maybe less than a tefach is going to be a problem as well. If it leaves it with a tzorich ian, Chofetz Chaim leaves with a tzorich ian, how you define exactly a corner, and when is it considered rounded? That's how the bialocha finishes off. Just to recap what we covered tonight. We covered tonight in Siv Zayin, Be'ezer Hashem, Yisbarach Shemoy. We learned about Malbushim, Shem Psuchim and Atzdodim, that really you need to make sure that something is considered four corners, and it mustn't be, with regards to the sides going down, you need to ensure you've got at least Roif. Roif open, Chayv Betzitzis. Roif closed, Potom Betzitzis. We then spoke about the additional Seif Ches, which tells us that there's an additional element of Maris HaAyin. The Maris HaAyin
applies that if it's an external garment which is visible to the bystander, you need to ensure it doesn't just go 51% open to put on tzitzis. People may misunderstand this. People tend to misinterpret things. You need to ensure that it's very visible, nikel ayin, how big the opening is, to make sure that it's not just roif, in order to ensure that your chayv or potter tzitzis needs to be recognizable. We learned Rabbi Kveger says this is only something which is a talis godl, a talis cotton. My sign doesn't apply. I failed to mention, just to mention as well, if it's chatzi, if it's exactly half-half, half open, half closed, the Shulchan Aruch says you mustn't carry that on Shabbos, it's a masui. Put on tzitzis, but it's a masui, it's not considered proper garment, you won't be able to carry Rishus Rabbim. And then finally we learned in Siv Tess that knofayim tzichim yus merubois, need to be mamash corners, and we discussed at length the bialocha that he initially wants to compare it to Mizbeach, but then he says that probably the shear is less than that. And tomorrow Mitzvah will be covering very interesting shailas. Tomorrow Mitzvah will be discussing the scarves, the shirts, and any other clothes that may have four corners. We'll discuss that tomorrow Mitzvah.